Hope you're having a good day so far. And good morning, W4FC, and wait for my wife to wake up. She does wake up, W4FC, and listen.
How are you this morning?
Hey, Dave, I'm too early, I guess, but someone's got to let the chickens out. If I don't, so she eventually gets up. Noel, just sort of reading and waiting, W4FCM.
Well, with you, Fred, sorry about that.
Well, Dave, thank you. I get up early. Someone's got to let the chickens out and get going, and she sleeps. Sometimes forever, but she does eventually get up. W4FC, we're babysitting, so she's worn out. 70-year-olds aren't made to keep up with 2-year-olds.
I'm sure you are worn out. Good morning to you. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, good morning, Fred. I can imagine 70 years old trying to keep up with a 2-year-old. There's a big energy difference there.
Say so far, Patrick?
So far, there's a bad wreck right at the state line on the southbound side. Looks like somebody hit somebody head on. Trying to figure out how they did that.
Yeah, somebody must have taken a wrong turn. I went up to Fletcher last night. Went out to eat with my son-in-law, and my youngest son met us up there. Our wives, my daughter, my wife, and my daughter-in-law and granddaughter, they took a road trip to visit my wife's sister. So the three of us are batching it for this weekend. And so we got together last night and had dinner. We were going to play some pool at this place there in Fletcher, my son-in-law knows about, but it was completely full. There was nowhere to park, so we ended up playing a little mini golf and then went out to last night on Highway 11. I came just in a random intersection. I don't know if you're familiar. There's a 2.5-mile stretch where it's just straight. There was an accident right at an intersection, a very small intersection. I don't know how, if somebody was driving without their lights on or what, but they were both okay, but it just happened. I think I was the second car up on it. I was very curious as to how that happened.
For some of these accidents, you just got to wonder what in the world happened here. Because like that one I just passed, that's a divided highway, and unless you come out of that housing development and got on the head north on the southbound side, there's cabling and stuff in between, and all that stuff was still up. So I don't know how they've done it other than that.
Out of Gap Creek Road there, down, you know, quarter way down the hill, and just turned left on the northbound side, or southbound side, and didn't make it into the northbound lane. That's very possible.
Well, but, I mean, that's quite a ways to drive on the wrong side of the road.
A little bit too much to drink there before they got in the vehicle. And that's what I'm wondering, if that happened last night. It looked like somebody was making a left-hand turn into a little side street. But how they didn't see the one car on the road there on the 2.5-mile straightaway, I have no idea.
A lot of times I don't think we ever really know, unless you're the one in the car that happens to. So, because some of these just mind-blowing how they happen.
That's, UPS says, does not call any kind of accident an accident. They call them crashes because they say somebody is at fault, and generally we're going to try to hold you responsible somehow.
I believe in accidents. It's always somebody's fault.
Crash. No, there are no accidents, they say. Somebody was not doing what they were supposed to do at all times, and they will do everything in their power to put the blame. Even if the law says it was not the employee's fault, UPS will do everything they can to try to make it the employee's fault in their records.
Something to hold against you.
Full of unavoidable, they call it. They called them accidents back then, back in the early 90s, or late 90s. They were just minor. I broke somebody's side mirror one time when I was downtown Greenville and pulled off of the curb, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. Anyway, and there was that and something else that was just it was no property damage, but They called it an unavoidable accident at that time, but ever since then, I haven't had any of those.
For HDX? Yeah, I've had one or two of those myself, and as many miles as we put on vehicles during the day or the week or month, it's inevitable that it's going to happen at some point.
It is, but, you know, they even got to the point, somebody was backed up to a dock, and he wasn't even in his delivery vehicle, all trucks, and the guy beside him pulled out and broke his mirror, or broke the UPS employee's mirror when he pulled out, and they charged the employee, UPS did, for not folding his mirror in while he was sitting at the dock. One of the stupidest things I've ever heard. Anyway, but now they're required, not based on this, but they're required, they require those guys every time they stop to pull in their driver's side mirror. So I always used to tell them when they first started that, hey, if the chance of them, somebody hitting my mirror is that great, then I'm not pulling my mirror in, because if I stick my arm out to push it back out, how am I going to know that somebody's not going to hit my arm like that when I'm getting ready to pull off the curb?
I'm worried about that, and that's not their property.
The clock, I'm their property.
That easily expendable property, let's put it that way.
It's not worth it.
More time.
About work, I gotta go do that in a little bit. I don't want to talk about work anymore.
I know what you mean. I think something's going on with the repeater this morning. It seems like if you talk on it for, you know, 10 minutes or so, it starts to get real scratchy. I don't know if you're hearing it on my end, on your end also.
Sure, but when you told me to try it again, it was I could comprehend you, but it was scratchy.
Thing earlier, before we had to switch to the other repeater, and it's doing it again, so I'm wondering if they're not having another issue.
Might be, and there was another station in there, but I couldn't copy. You were not holding the repeater enough. Try again. Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
Maybe we ought to get off and let it cool down. I'm almost at my first stop anyway, and I know you need to finish up your cup of tea.
Weekend, I did it last night. I got home, I made a cup of tea, came back here on the radio, and forgot about it. It sat there for about 45 minutes. I was talking to Tom, and I got off the radio and then remembered. So, fortunately, I have it in my hand this morning. We'll see you later. Talk to you later. KO4HKX. N4, is that okay?
That okay. Good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX. I'm clear.
Sally said good morning to KA3JCA and KA4JCA.
Richard, good morning, Sally. Thought you were going back to bed. I flipped over to the 285 as you and Patrick were closing up. So, but good morning to you.
I didn't realize it was like 6:30, and I'm getting ready to ask my beautiful bride here if she'll go make me a cup of coffee.
Well, I'm sure she will, and I'll bet it'll be a good cup of coffee too. I hope you guys have a good day. Man, it sounds like every time I hear you now, you're helping somebody with a DMR. That's really cool, Richard. I know they all appreciate it.
If I can help, I mean, I know what I went through, Shane, trying to learn it. And if it wasn't for a guy named Mark up in Michigan or Minnesota then area, or Chicago, Illinois area, I'd still be learning, but this guy's up north, he's helped me tremendously, and I figured, hey, let's pay it forward, and if I can get people that's, you know, interested in DMR here that already have DMR radio and help them understand it or get on it, it'd be a nice, so, but you go finish your cup of tea, sir, and I hope you have a wonderful day at work. I haven't decided how my day's going to start yet, other than waiting to see if I can get Sally to make me a cup of coffee here. KA3JCA, back to you.
Good to hear you. I do have one question, though. I hear when you guys do the pre-nut check-in or when they acknowledge your calls, there's another call and they say the Upstate Radio Club or something. Is that you guys, or tell me what that is if you know. And for is that okay?
Yeah, I have a club, and when I was in Delaware, nobody wanted to take over the trustee, and it just kind of dwindled. So it used to be a Skywarn net up in Delaware, and then when I was in Florida, it was the Florida State, or let's see, how did I have it? I think it was called Florida State Skywarn. I did that, and then I came up here, and I just had the call sign. It hadn't expired or whatever, and I renewed it, and I figured, you know what, I might as well put it back into use. And so I have a friend, Brian, KM4JWP, and he had a few friends, and we call it the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. I was going to do something with Skywarn, and I was going to try to change the vanity, but the call sign K3DOV is the designator for, like, Dover Air Force Base area. And I was trying to find out if K4GSP was available, and it's already taken.
That's very cool. I just looked up K3DOB on the on QRZ. It's got a guy's name, Donald O. Burleson in Maryland. That's what comes up anyway. I don't know any details on it.
K3DOB?
K3DOB, yeah, is that what you said?
Hello, 3 Delta Oscar Victor.
My fault. I put in a Bravo at the end. Let me try that. I got you now. Richard Brandon. Okay, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. That's why I heard it the other day and I looked it up and I was copying the V, the Victor, as a Bravo. That's what messed it. That was confusing.
Yeah, it's funny. I forget one of the net controller calls it Anderson Radio Club. So, but yeah, it's I think she goes Upstate Anderson Radio Club. It's Upstate Amateur Radio Club.
Appreciate you answering that. I'd heard it a few times, and I figured since it was always right with your calls on the pre-net check-in list that it was some, because and then even somebody said he brings along the Upstate Radio Amateur Club, and I wasn't familiar with it, or Upstate Amateur Radio Club. There we go. Well, I appreciate that, Richard. You guys have a good day. I think I'm gonna get off the radio here and start to get ready for work. Good morning to you and Sally, and we'll talk to you again. KA3JCA and 4ZLK.
Wonderful day there at work there. KA3JCA and KA4JCA, Claire.
I'm KO4HKX.
Hope you're doing well this morning. A little foggy up here.
Listen, I'm doing good. Down the mountain, it's nice down here.
Yep. To the job site. I've got one that's pretty close. And just kind of doing a small bathroom remodel. Put the vanity in today, which might turn out to be a real treat.
Those can be, especially if they're dealing with an old house and things are nowhere close to square anymore.
67 single wide trailer, and the homeowner is one of these. I'm going to plan how to do this, and I don't think she really gave it a lot of thought, or at least a thought of how can you accomplish this, just not what I want. But she thinks this vanity is just going to kind of slide in kitty corner and then go in straight, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, usually they're a little wider when you start turning them sideways. They were straight. They don't tend to fit that way.
Well, then maybe I can, you know, slip it by, but we'll see. You always run into these kind of things, you know, so there you have it.
Somebody can figure it out. It's you, Bob. So you about ready for the DXE?
5 days or something coming up here. So, yes, it's getting close.
Get it all figured out and get your presentation taken care of.
That's
bit at the presentation this morning. Make a few edits to it, but generally speaking, that's what it is. And I did manage to get it up to 64 or 63 slides. And last year, my presentation was 65, so I think I'm going to be within my timeline.
And I hope everything goes good for you. I really want to try to make it over there, but I just don't know. I've got so much other stuff going on in September.
Friday is boot camp, and Saturday is the convention, so my presentation is Friday, and I'm thinking right around 1 o'clock or something. I think it's right after lunch, whatever time lunch finishes.
So can you come for just one day, or is it an all-weekend thing?
You pay for the convention, and boot camp is free. I don't know that if you came to, and you weren't going to be there on Saturday, I don't know that it would be a big deal if you walked into the boot camp for a couple presentations. I'm sure there's a lot of people that do that anyway.
I just, like I said, I don't know anything about it other than what I've heard you and Fred talk about.
It's Friday, they have check-in, and you can go down and get your, if you paid in advance, you can get your badges and your tickets and all that stuff. You can actually go and pay there. They might have a boot camp only price too. I'm not sure where you pay, you know, $20 or something, and you can attend boot camp if you can't be there on Saturday. But I'd have to check on that for days. But then boot camp starts roughly 9 o'clock, goes till roughly 12 o'clock. Then there's a lunch break. It continues till about 4, roughly, and then everybody's kind of free to get together with friends or whatever and go grab dinner somewhere, wherever you please. And then Friday evening, they have some kind of an evening presentation Friday evening, and then Saturday morning, the convention starts, and, you know, they have presentations throughout the whole day.
I knew it's the Saturday, the convention. I heard you say they got other presentations, but what else goes on?
Presentations all day. If you have cards, you need to get checked. There's a card checker there. I don't know if they're doing testing this year. We have done testing in the past. And then Saturday night, we have a big banquet, which is always really good. And we give away a lot of prizes. This year is a little bit light on the prizes because we don't have a lot of people, a lot of vendors aren't participating. I'm thinking the economy is just, you know, kind of putting a strain on everybody.
You still can't get a chip to make a radio. It's a little hard to do.
Potential slowdown there, but who knows.
Everything going on, nothing would surprise me anymore if that was intentional or not.
You just don't know.
I'm trying to work out a way that I can try to sneak over there anyway. Just not sure how it's going to happen yet.
We have our pigeon forges. Normally I leave on Tuesday or Wednesday and I go for the whole week, but I'm not doing that this year. I'm thinking I'm going to leave Thursday morning, probably 6:30, quarter to 7 in the morning, and get the pigeon forge on Thursday, and then we'll set up, because there's a little bit of setup that we have to do, and get all that done, and meet out with the team, and have some fun like that, and then Friday, basically be busy.
The forge is, about 2.5 hour drive for me, and I go over for the day quite often, so it's not a big deal to drive back and forth.
And for me, it's right around a little over 2 hours maybe. It's not a bad drive at all. So, you know, I'm not worried about that. It's an easy drive, and I will stay Saturday night, but I'll wake up Sunday morning, probably 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'll have everything that I can have loaded the night before probably, but I'll get out of there Sunday morning probably by 4 or 5 in the morning and be home in time to make breakfast.
Me, up early and get it on, let's get it over with, and But my wife is not that way, so if she comes with me, it will not be 4 or 5 in the morning. I can guarantee you that.
Came from the same atmosphere or something, because if I can get out of the road at 9 o'clock in the morning with my wife, I'm doing really, really good. And that doesn't happen a lot. It's usually more like 9:15, 9:30, quarter to 10.
I do better starting at, like 9 o'clock p.m. driving instead of 9 in the morning with her.
Well, when I was traveling a lot, it was not uncommon for me to go to bed about 6 o'clock at night and wake up about 12, 1 o'clock and get on the road when I was heading for like Miami any place down, any 12-hour drive. And then after a while, it got to the point where I'd do 2 days because I was just too darn tired.
I know what you mean. I'm not as young as I used to be either. Where I could drive like that and not have a problem, but I could still get it done. But now there's recovery time involved.
You understand that? Well, there was a time when I would be down in Miami. I would leave on Thursday, drive there, straight down there, 13 hours, and get set up, and then work from 8 in the morning till 2 in the morning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 8 in the morning till about 5 in the afternoon, and then break the whole setup down, load it all up, and drive 13 hours home.
But like I said, those are days gone by now.
Yeah, now, I don't want to do it, though, even if I could.
What I do on my normal schedule is bad enough. When I'm up at 5:30 in the morning and out all day, it gets to be a lot through the week there.
I mean, you're not just, it's not like you're just awake for those periods of time. You're busy. I mean, I'm pretty much busy every day until 4 o'clock when I go sit down with my dad for a couple hours and watch Andy Griffith or whatever he so chooses to have on the TV. That's about the only time that I just sit and do nothing.
Mine usually, right around net time is when I start getting slowed down. Up till then, I'm usually going. From 5 in the morning till 9 at night, before you really slow down much.
And by the time the net starts, or in bed for sure. That's why I don't check into the net, because I'm usually in bed or sleeping.
Can't go to bed that early on a normal basis. There's days that I'm just ready. But as a normal, I can't do it. I've tried, and I might as well forget it, because I ain't going to sleep.
How do you get accustomed, your sleep pattern, what have you. Everybody's got a different sleep pattern. And I get up, like this morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock, and I laid in bed and watched the news for 15 or 20 minutes, and then I got out of bed. That's usually the normal. 3:30, 4 o'clock, quarter to 4, I'm waking up.
Roger that, and I'm usually right around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm up. I'm awake. Not always out of the bed yet, but I'm awake.
Convention, back to the convention. I think the best part of the convention is just get together with people that you haven't seen in a year and a bunch of like-minded people. It's a nice event. It's a very nice event.
Can't make it this time around. I'll definitely try to start making plans for next year. That way I can make it to it.
Together, they go shopping during the daytime while the guys are all playing ham radio stuff. And, we set up a working radio station there where you can work FP8. They got several people in there that are very knowledgeable about FP8, and you can learn how to run FP8 and put your hands on some radios and what have you.
But, Bob, you're breaking up pretty good, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s, and I'm almost to my next stop anyway. So, good to talk to you this morning. And if I don't talk to you again, you stay safe and enjoy the convention. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, Patrick. Yeah, I'm getting over here near Powerline City on the other side of my area here. Good to talk to you. D7J, 7-3.
For FTU, mobile and monitoring.
Just only got another minute or two before I get to my destination.
Road and 85, KK4FT, you're mobile.
Hi, the mic. I'll just like to check the signal and I'll get the
KK4FT, you're mobile and monitoring.
FTU, I believe it's Richard, KO4HKX. Can't stay long, but I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah, I got about 25 minutes before I pull into the home, QTH.
All right, I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop. But like I said, I didn't want to leave you hanging out there. Good to hear you this morning. I know you're on your way home from work, so I hope you had a good evening.
475 cars, I believe.
The cars in one night. Well, I'm at my first stop, so I'm going to say 73's or second stop. So you be careful on the rest of your trip, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, you be careful out there, too, and good luck. KK4FTU, mobiling and monitoring.
4FTU, good morning, Richard. KA3GACA, the name's Richard on this end.
I get the name then, will I? Good morning, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Just been on the radio since about 6 this morning, or 5:30, talking. We've been talking DMR radio, talking canning, you name it. So, sitting here getting ready to ask my wife. She's getting ready for work, but she's going to make me a cup of coffee this morning.
Look up, I thought I heard ND7J on.
Bob was in there, but I don't know if he had to run or what.
I had a post in my customer here and do it a little bit quick. ND7J, I got to run, guys.
Been a while. KK4FTU, have a good one, ND7J.
Right, you got about a 25-minute ride home, Richard?
It's probably, depending on how traffic is, it's anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. It can be longer if traffic is bad from BMW to my home.
Hey, that's true, especially if you work the night shift. You're fighting everybody that's coming into Greenville or Spartanburg, depending on which way you're going. So... yeah, my wife's sitting here joking with me. She's like, I got a long drive, too. She got to walk from the bedroom to the kitchen to get the coffee and then walk from there to her little office. That's all she has to do.
I just don't have to worry about getting out into the rain or the snow or the heat to go to work.
True. That actually, she just started this job Wednesday of last week, and it's work at home until they decide that the COVID's dropped enough that then they'll go back to the office. But so she's enjoying it.
I worked last night. I was looking at traffic on southbound. It was backed up for about 5 miles on 85 from just past 44 all the way up to 48.
I was telling Chandler, there's an app that you can download for your phone. It's called SCDOT, South Carolina Department of Transportation, space 511. And you can actually bring up the cameras along 85, both north and south, depending on where you're at. So if the traffic starts to back up, you can actually see where the backup's at and decide whether to get off at the next exit or not.
It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E, that tells you about different alternate routes and stuff, too.
Check that one out. I like the idea I can pull up the cameras and actually see the traffic, where it's actually backed up and if it's moving and so forth, and you can see both lanes of the way they position the camera. You can see both north and southbound traffic. It just, you have to pay attention to which way the camera is facing, and it'll tell you that the lanes closest to you are either northbound or southbound. But, yeah. that app out.
She uses it all the time. I don't have it on my phone. I just text the radio, listen to World Radio, and get their traffic reports every 15 minutes. But we were going to Beaufort, and it rerouted us because of an accident on 26.
Yeah, I've gone that way too. I have a cousin that lives down there in Beaufort, Hilton Head area, and then I have a uncle that lives down in Somerville, just outside of Charleston.
Daughter and the son-in-law, they'll be coming up for Labor Day, but we went down to see them and took a load of stuff also. Finally got the daughter moved out. She got married back in June and started working down there this school year. Yeah, it took us 7 hours to get down there because of the way traffic was. Holy cow, normally it's a 4-hour ride.
Yeah, this is times like, when it's times like that, I wish I had my pilot's license. I mean, I have it, but I just wish I was actively flying, because I'd fly there and just get a rental car at the airport.
Be able to plow the rotor on top of the vehicle and fly like a helicopter.
Popular science magazines or whatever that, you know, futuristic cars that have wings that come out or swivel out and cars are supposed to fly in the future. Maybe we'll see that one day in our lifetime. Hi. KA3JCA.
There's a country over in the Eastern Bloc that they've got those now, but they're only licensed to fly them over in their country.
Air traffic control load is when they start flying.
Got about a 600 mile range. Possibly, I don't know. I heard a quip on the radio about it. I was like, wow. And they said, yeah, we don't need that over here because people can't drive with four wheels on the ground. I'd hate to see what it's like if they get in the air.
I think it was Patrick or somebody was saying there was an accident on 26 or something coming in this morning at, I guess a car hit head on, like it had turned into the northbound lane or something, or, you know, or still, I guess it turned north into the southbound lane or whatever, but there was an accident and so forth like that. It looked like it was pretty bad, so. Yep, I don't miss the days when I worked at the police department. You get somebody get off on an exit ramp or go up an exit ramp and get on the wrong way and stuff like that. So, some crazy times.
Zero 04, Foxtrot Tango Uniform Friday.
Well, my wife's bringing me my coffee. I'm going to take a break and go drink my coffee. And I will talk with you later, sir. You have a wonderful drive home, and get some rest there. KK4 up to you, KA3JCA.
I'll do the same. I'm headed into the fog. It's getting real foggy closer I get to home. You do the same. KK4 up to you, monitor.
JW Mobile.
Where you out mobiling to? You having to head to Charlotte today?
No, thankfully that's not the case. Dog has to have dental work done today, so I'm taking her to the vet. Supposed to be picking her up about 4:00 this afternoon. She's trembling like a leaf. She knows. I think she knows what's about to happen.
My cat. Got his spade and ended up later in the week having to put it down because the surgery of having his spade exacerbated some hereditary issues that we didn't know it had.
Sorry to hear that. It's tough when that happens. You get really, really attached to him. How old was the cat?
But he yet and even gotten full grown yet. She's probably about 6 months, 8 months.
Well, that's a risk, and that's the same thing I told my wife. Do we really want to do this? She's 13 years old, and the same thing could happen. You know, it's, you never know when they put them under.
How's everything else going for you, Dave? Have you been out on the Hayabusa any?
Covered. Out from under all of the winter coverings that piled up on top of it during last winter. So my wife wants, and I renewed the insurance and the paid for the tax, you know, taxes and all that stuff. So I've got to get it out soon now. But it hasn't been out yet this year. I've been nose down programming, trying to figure out how to get down to the nanosecond on a Raspberry Pi.
How many Raspberry Pis do you have now?
Before the chip manufacturer stopped being able to produce, I bought a whole bunch of them right at the time that was happening to do folding proteins for COVID, for the research effort. And since then, I've been tearing down racks one at a time. I don't know how many I've got, but I got a bunch of them. So I got a stock. You can't buy them now, you know, because of the chip manufacturers. They're saying don't even look for them to come out again until 2023.
They make more money with the chips on the platforms for gaming more so than anything else.
I just saw a report on that on CNBC from NVIDIA, and they're saying they had the sharpest decline ever this year. So the price on NVIDIA went down a little bit because they're the largest manufacturer of that stuff. They do both AI and gaming. And gaming was bigger for a long, long time, but now AI is starting to catch up and pass gaming. I guess people are stopping staying at home and playing games and going back to work.
From what I heard, there's still 400,000 people short in the workforce nationwide.
What they expected. I think it was only supposed to get half of that. You're talking about the quantity of people that went back to work last month?
It was down that much since April.
This report that came out about joblessness, they added twice as many jobs as they thought they were going to add. They were expecting 250,000. They got closer to 500,000.
Yesterday on the news is they're having a hard time filling jobs because they can't get people that are qualified to do the work.
Well, those level setting expectations kinds of a thing. People that are working wanting people that aren't working, wanting to bring them on, but not really, you know, having too high an expectation for what they're going to get. And that's always been a problem. That's nothing new, but I think it's kind of exaggerated right now.
We're seeing issues out there at BMW. We're having a hard time getting people to come to work out there. They're struggling. They've even added another temp agency along with MAU.
When I was working, which wasn't that long ago, September will be a year, was the companies thought that they could get people from other companies, that the other companies took the hit on pulling them up to speed. Because, you know, technology changes, especially in technology. Technology changes, it doubles every 6 months. You're not always going to be able to find people that somebody else is. Every now and then, those companies are going to have to train people themselves. But I think their expectations is, we want people that are, some other company did that. And no, that's not how it works.
I've always known that when you see something on the shelf, it's already outdated because they're already working on something that's faster or better or whatever, whether it's computer or other electronics.
That's an adaption. We need to be able to adapt to quickly. But I can sit on the sidelines now and have a totally different point of view. When you're in it, it's hard to see it. You know, it's always easier to point out somebody else, what somebody else is doing wrong, than it is to look at yourself and see what you're doing wrong. And I think that's what we all do too little of. That's something we're getting an education on nowadays.
Yeah, KK4FTU Mobile. I don't know if I'm doing wrong or not, but I'm working.
How long have you got to go?
7 years or 13 years. I don't know. I don't remember what they moved the age to for my group. I'm 56, so.
It's about that age when I started thinking, you know, I need to get serious about retirement. The last 10 years I focused on it. The 40 years before the last 10 years, I just said, yeah, do whatever. You know, put whatever in 401k, do, you know, just take care of it, get it done. But then the last 10 years I started getting focused on investments and building that that egg, that golden egg for retirement. And it worked out pretty good. Procrastinating is never good. It's always good to start when you're young. But it's hard to, when you're young, to see that one day you're going to get old.
That is for sure. Luckily, I've got a little bit saved up, and I'm trying to add to it, though.
Yeah, but going through the same thoughts I was going through, when you've got four-fifths of it knocked out, and you've only got a fifth to go, and you haven't really got serious about it, it's time to get serious about it.
DJWKA3JCA.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, real quick, I know you're talking to the other Richard. I'm trying to enjoy my coffee here this morning, but I wanted to let you know that I talked to somebody in the Spartanburg Club and gave them that information about the No Ham Fest for Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society this year.
Well, I appreciate you relaying that over there. I've been able to get into that repeater once in a while, but conditions have to be just right. And I haven't been focused on keeping my ham shack, you know, top shelf lately, so I knew they better get somebody else who's closer to be able to do that. So I appreciate it.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, my wife made a wonderful cup of coffee this morning, and I don't even know what brand she used today, but it's awesome. So I'll let you guys finish talking there. I'm going to go back and enjoy the coffee. KA3JCA.
Enjoy that coffee. I finished mine. I'm out taking the dog to the vet, and I'll be back home and have to do my exercise. That's something I was younger that I'm having to do now. Just all kinds of changes as you get older. W4DJW. Go ahead, Richard.
Exercise so you'll be able to control that Hayabusa when you get on it.
Thing. It used to be I was riding that thing, and that'll keep you, that'll wear you out. When you're, it's not like laying backwards, you know, on a Honda or a Harley. It's when you're leaning over the gas tank and you're leaning into the curves, you know, and they do go quite a bit faster. The adrenaline flows and you're using your muscles constantly. And I noticed the last few times I rode it, it was wearing me out a lot faster than it ever did before.
You've gotten out of riding it so much. KJ4WHO got him a newer ride. He got him a newer Beamer.
I understand the issue between cars and trucks and motorcycles. If you tangle with one, the motorcycle's always going to lose. And there's a lot more cars out nowadays than there used to be, so it just takes really, really defensive driving. Anytime I see somebody pull up to the side road, my hand is hovering over that brake and that clutch. That clutch is coming in and that brake is going on. Even if they're looking at you eyeball to eyeball, they will still pull out in front of you. It's just, for some reason, even bright light on a motorcycle just doesn't register with people.
It's gotten a whole heck of a lot worse since the advent of cell phones, KK4FTU Mobile.
They'll pull out in front of a car, not, you know, having their attention divided like that. Well, I am at the vet, so I got to get out and take her in. She's over here panting and trembling. I got to try to calm her down a little bit. Anyway, Richard, have a good sleep. Enjoy your night and your morning when you wake up about 8 hours from now. W4DJW.
All right, you have a good one, too, and wish you luck with the with the vet visit. We'll talk to you later. W4DJ, WKK4FTU, clear.